We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get right to it. Want to introduce our new goalie for the Florida Panthers, Sergei Bobrovsky, joins us this morning. Sergei, thank you so much. Welcome to South Florida. How you doing?
Thank you very much. Good morning. Yeah, I'm doing great. Sunshine outside, so it's a beautiful morning.
Yeah, so Dave Hyde is with me, who's also a columnist for the Sun Sentinel, filling in today with me. He told me you already had a place down here from before. Is that true? You have a place somewhere in Miami?
Yeah, I have it in. I have an apartment in Miami. So, but I lease that, so I'm not living actual there. So, I'm leasing that.
So you know, the sunshine brought you here, and the Panthers, and the money, and all that. But you love the sun, right?
Yeah, I do. I do love the sun. But no, my main priority was the team. Obviously, I want to win. And I think this team, with the great group of guys, with the great coach and great management, gives me the best chance to win.
Sergei, let's talk about that. You get your recruiting trip, and you come down here, and you obviously are aware that they really want you. Go through the list when you put your list together of, like, the things most important to you for a top free agent like you were. I'm just curious if you could share your list, what you put together with your family or your agent. Can you run through all the things that were important to you? Go ahead.
Yeah, the main thing, as I said, the main thing is the win. I want to win, and so I have a long term here, and that allows me to forget about everything except hockey. You know, I can go deep in the process, and be there and develop myself and help this team to bring it to another level.
So you were going through, like, you got a coach in Coach Q who's got a great reputation as a winner. You looked at the young talent on the team, Barkov and the rest of those guys. All that stuff was taken into consideration. Front office, ownership wants to win, all those things, huh?
Yeah, definitely. So, and then it's the secondary things. It's obviously the lifestyle here. It's nice and beautiful. It's always sunny. So Miami, close to it's a great city too. So it's lots of good things.
How much sun did you have growing up in Russia? I'd imagine not nearly as much as South Beach.
No, not at all. So I'm from Siberia. It's called the city called Novokuznetsk. So it's cold in winter. It's -30, -40 degrees Celsius. So, it's hot in summer though. So, but not as much as here for sure.
Yeah. So Sergei, I got to ask you. You spent some real good years in Columbus. Did they make you an Ohio State fan? Because people down here in Miami don't like Ohio State. Did they make you an Ohio State fan there?
No, I'm not a big football fan, so I'm not really watching that.
That's a good move. See, he's coming down. Hey, man, I'm into hockey, not that stinking American football stuff and all that other stuff. Hey, so Sergei, for us, like, you know, when this all started, and they're going, hey, we might get the goalie and his buddy, his Russian buddy, Panarin. They're real tight. They're going to be a package deal. Did you think your buddy was coming before he got the big bucks with the Rangers? Did you think he was with you?
Yeah, I thought so. I think there was a chance. But, yeah, it's a life, you know, it's business.
Of course.
And I think he's happy there, same as I'm happy here. So that's the most important for both of us.
So after you negotiated your contract, you had more negotiations for your number. 72, Frank Vetrano. You gave him a Rolex and a years of free food, free meals.
That's got to be on the road.
How did these negotiations go?
That's got to be road food, right?
That's That's coming more and more. That story more and more. Not like a year for you.
What kind of meals are we talking, though?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what kind of guy he is. So I hope he likes Chipotle and McDonald's. That's what I said before. So, but yeah, we'll see. I will speak with him definitely. It's a kind move by him. So I appreciate him for sure, and we'll speak with him. So for the number.
So, Sergey, I was talking about this morning. There's no surprises. You're aware of how good everybody's team is. You're familiar with all the talent and everything else. How close is this team? We've been starving to get to the playoffs, which you're aware of. Even with all this young talent, they haven't been able to do it. Do you look and you go, hey, damn, this team's got a chance to – you've been in the playoffs, so you know what it's like. How good can this team be?
Yeah, definitely. The future seems bright. So, but again, it's a process. You know, it's not that you just snap your fingers and then you boom in the playoffs. It takes some time. So the coach Q will bring that atmosphere, that hardworking culture, and the team start to buy it in, and we get together. So there will be some adversity, some ups and downs. And it's not going to be easy. So it's a process, you know. Hockey, it's a not easy game. And NHL season is very long, and lots of things is going on. So, but again, I'm looking forward to overcome those hurdles with my teammates.
Hey, Sergey, was there one player? I mean, it's one thing to meet with the coach and the general manager and even ownership, but it's another. You want to talk to a guy on the team to find out stuff that's what it's like. Was there a Panther player you were friends with that you could call and go, hey, thinking about bringing a trip and playing for you guys, tell me about the team. Was there one guy you could go to that was on the Panthers?
Oh, I well know Dadonov.
Oh, that's a good one. That son of a gun's gotten really good the last couple years. That's a good one.
Yeah. He's a good player. He's a really good player and a really good guy.
But you got the Russian community is pretty big in Miami. Give us, we're talking food here. Is there a restaurant or anything that you would say here's the best Russian food?
No, not really. My wife cooked the best Russian meal.
Good answer.
There you have it, right there.
Yeah, we go here. We go in the restaurant. We go some other food, other cuisine.
So we know where you play. You're up in the Sunrise area. You know a lot of guys live the other way. Are you still going to try that Miami thing up? Are you thinking about maybe going north and working your way down? You're going to be a Fort Lauderdale guy, a Parkland. Have you thought about places the wife might want to be?
I haven't think about that, so we'll see. I'll have time. I will think what's the best location for logistic, you know, because I'm that kind of guy. I like to be like not too far from the rink, and I like the comfortable location. You know, that it's easy to go to the rink and back and on the game days and so on. So. We'll see. I will. It's also a good problem to have.
I don't know how the hell Pavel Bure lived in South Beach when he was playing.
He lived in South Beach.
He had a beautiful place.
You went to his place.
I went down and did a TV piece for him for NBC. Pavel, as you know, was one of the great Russian bachelors of all time. Have you ever heard the story, Sergey?
Yeah.
My man would play. He'd get a hat trick, jump on a plane to go to New York and party all night and come back and have a hat trick the next day. The guy was amazing, Sergey. And he was knocking babes out three at a time, man, in New York, which must be amazing.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get what you much reaction to that, Joe. Where's he go with that?
Where the hell do I go with that? Yeah.
All right.
No, he's a superstar. So Pavel is a superstar. He had an outstanding career, and he's a great player. So, hey. And I think he has done a lot for the Florida hockey too.
Hey man, when your name is the Russian Rocket, does it get any better than the friggin' Russian Rocket, man? That's one of the coolest names of all time.
Well, that gets into the next way. Okay, your nickname. Okay, Bob, obviously from your name, but it's also Cop, number one cop on the force. Where do those come from?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's from the Jay and Dan show. So I don't know how it started, to be honest. But it is what it is. So,
Sergey, I didn't ask you this. Were you close to almost going anywhere else? Did it ever get to like, hey, this thing? When you talk to the wife, you go, I know we like South Florida, but was anybody else close on that list for you?
Oh, I would say Florida was pretty obvious for me because of all the ingredients that they have, because of the also the secondary things like sunshine and the city, Miami. So all those things comes together, and it was pretty obvious for me.
Okay.
Sergey, Vezina Trophy winner twice as the top goalie in hockey. What's the difference in those years and other years for you, or is there? Is there just played better those years?
Well, it's the goalie wins those awards. It's a teamwork. So it's not only the goalie. It's how the guys play in front of you, and sometimes this process works well. Sometimes something's going wrong. So it's not easy. It's the tough league to win. It's tough league. Every team has a good players, has a offense getting better and better. So it's would say all those individual awards. It's the team awards, because hockey it's a team sport.
Sergey, before we let you go, you're going to be 4th of July. You're going to be here in South Florida? You're going to be in Miami area for the 4th?
No, I'm leaving today, actually. I will go to Italy for 1 week vacation.
Man, I'll tell you what, life is good right there, Sergey. Hey, we really want to thank you, man, for coming on this morning. Really, really appreciate it. It's cool that you came on and spent some time with us. Good luck with everything. We'll spend a little time with you. Now you got a little extra money. I thought maybe you could take us out as part of that number deal. If you got a chance, I'll pick the restaurant. I know a couple good ones, Sergey, and we can hang out a little bit, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah,
really appreciate it, man.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Sergey. Appreciate it. Sergey Bobrovsky joining us this morning, the new goalie of Florida Panthers. Good sport. Been around.
He likes sunshine in Miami. He made
sunshine in Miami.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.